I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terror groups in Afghanistan are at odds with each other. FMI's Nehemiah Paul says ISIS fighters think the Taliban is too liberal.
They are fighting against Taliban now. Before that, they were one organization or they were playing together, but now they're against each other.
Many Taliban fighters have left the Taliban to join ISIS.
And they know everything about Taliban. They know where their whereabouts. They know how they operate. So it's very strategic for ISIS to fight against Taliban in Afghanistan.
When Paul asks his partners on the ground how to pray, he says they respond with a clear answer.
Please pray for Taliban. Please pray for ISIS, because Jesus is the only hope who can provide eternal life and salvation.
You'll find prayer points and more at our website. And Zambia is one of the world's poorest countries. Over 64% of the population lives on less than $2 a day, and competition is stiff in the traditional job market. Entrepreneurs like Mary benefit greatly from the partnership between Full Circle and Farms International. Tim Landis with Farms says,
Mary's story is she had a salon business and went through the Full Circle Entrepreneur Development Box, and it allowed her to think creatively about how she could change up her business.
Inspired by the training she received, Mary rebranded her business as a kid salon. Mary's income rose fivefold, and she had to hire two employees to help her meet the demand. Mary's church is also benefiting.
We promote giving back to the local church, so that's built into some of our farms loans.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.